You ever tasted any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I drink it running right out of that still.
Is that right?
Yeah. But it'll make you drunk so quick when it's warm. Make you drunk right now.
Goodness. I guess it wouldn't take much.
No, it don't take too much, that warm whiskey.
Does it give you a bad hangover in the morning?
Oh, yeah, yes, it will.
Feel like you're about to die again.
Yeah. Yeah, I drink some of it so bad I had to put it in a brown bottle where I couldn't see it. I used to be pretty bad drunk way back then.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess you had to have something to do.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend.
And most old painters drink.
Well, that's interesting. Did you ever hear people call that stuff moonshine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or white lightning?
Yeah. They had all kinds of names for it. Stump old juice.
Stump old juice.
Yeah. They tied it stump old.
Oh, I see. But you have heard it called moon.
Huh?
You have heard it called, besides stump old juice and shinny,
here, moonshine, shinny, bootleg.
I see. Talking about utensils and things like that, if you were going to put some liquid in a bottle, something that you could use, you know, to stick in the mouth of the bottle so it wouldn't spill all over the place.
Oh, that'll funnel.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about if somebody wanted to buy a pretty good bit of molasses or a pretty good bit of lard, what would that come in?
It'd come in a can.
Both of them?
Yeah.
About what size would that be?
Well, the lard was about a 5 gallon can, and the syrup would be a gallon or a half a gallon can.
I see. Yeah. Well, say if, one other thing about the barrel I meant to ask you. You know those metal things that go around the barrel?
Yeah.
To keep the staves in place?
Yeah.
What would people call those?
Call them the straps.
Was that it?
Yeah.
What were they made out of?
Her bands. They're made out of tin.
I see. You ever heard people call them hoops or hooks? Or?
Yeah, I've heard them called hoops. Yeah.
You ever heard of, would boys ever take those things and just kind of roll them
along
just to be playing around?
Yeah, yes, sir.
You ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Put a little, get you another little board. Nail a other little old board close the end of it down there about that long. Get one of them things. They made some kind of little iron ring about that. Oh, about that. They done what they'd make them pretty well. I do too. They'd come off a hub of eight wheel wagons or log cart. They'd take that, roll that thing, get behind it that steep and shove it, roll it. Run that thing till your tongue stuck out. You'd get to where you could just guide it any which way.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That's another thing you don't see much anymore.
No, you don't see it at all anymore.
Did your family use any kind of buggy? Did you have one of those?
Yeah, I had a buggy and a wagon.
I wanted to ask you about some of the parts of a wagon, you know, like if that wooden thing that ran between the two horses.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Call that the wagon tongue.
Or say if you had a buggy, you know those.
Yeah, shaves. You call them the shave.
Let's see. Did you have a name for the thing that the traces came back and attached to?
Yeah, single tree.
What was that for?
Her double tree. That was for the horse to pull it.